everyone, it's Rory. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, the Pan Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That being said, let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
Don't let you down. Don't let you down. Don't let you down. Don't let you down.
Testing 1, 2, 3. And we was jamming the whole way through. But we're going to finish this off with "I Will Bless the Lord at All Time." Come on, somebody. Here we go.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Madea. Come on. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on. Here we go. Sit. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on. Sing it to him. Sing it now.
Bless God, he has redeemed.
Come on. Sit. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of
me. You are Lord of everything.
Here we go.
We are not breaking.
Once again, welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. Once again, forgive me. I don't know what happened, but it happened, but it didn't stop this show. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Let's give God some glory. Mm-hmm. Woo! What a day. I am excited because my firstborn birthday is today. To God be the glory. I thank you, Lord. She is 27 years old. Hallelujah. She's the first one to give me some grandkids. And man, that's plenty enough what she gave me. She gave me 5 grandkids. And I thank you, baby girl. I don't care how old you be. You can be 27 or 72. You're still going to be my baby girl. That's true. Let's get that out the way. Amen. Okay. And then 4 days from now, it'll be the man of God's birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm praying that I see 49 and you switch those numbers around. I pray that I can see 94 and then some. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And the woman of God allowed me to go out and about and spend some time with one of my sons. Amen.
Amen.
He a pain in the butt, but that's my son. I'm going to spend the week with him. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's been a couple of years since I spent a day, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to spend a week with him. Amen. To God be the glory. That being said, now at this time, we're going to ask the First Lady of GMPCC, the Overseer of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, Prophetess Smith.
Mm-hmm. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus,
yes,
asking for forgiveness of anything we said or done that wasn't like you, God. Asking, Lord God, that you would create in us a clean heart, Father God, and renew a right spirit within us,
yeah.
Father. Cast us not away from your presence, but restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Mm. Father, we thank you for coming into your house, Lord God, with praise and thanksgiving. We come giving you glory, honor, and Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up this morning in our right mind, with a mind stayed on you, with a mind wanting to praise and adore you, Father. God, we give you glory. We thank you for the man of God of this house, Father, that you would open up his heart, his mind, Lord God, that you would pour into him, God, your anointing, God, your word, knowledge, and understanding,
yes,
that
Lord.
He would deliver it to the people, that they would have open hearts to receive it, that transformation will take place, and that they will be a new Father in
yes.
the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. You know, I tell you, woman got not be in sync all the time when she pray. This is why I have her pray, because I'm being obedient. And two, we just in sync, because I pray be confirming what thus saith the Lord.
Praise God.
And this is one of those nights. I'm not going to be for you long, and if I do, that's the Holy Spirit. We're coming from Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to jump down to verses 10 and 12. But this is an interesting chapter of the book of Romans. Because mm-hmm. Paul is like, hold up, stop playing with God. Look, he gave us a charge, and that charge is not cheap, nor is it something to play with.
Okay.
So tonight's title is, with the charge, is what's keeping your what's stopping your blessings?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what a uh-oh button that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's stopping your blessing? Let me tell you, has you all gone in there? I'm going to talk about it. I'm not even going to ask the woman, God, how was your day? Because not that we're pressing for time, because we're not pressing for time. Time is on our side on this one. But is that he's telling me to go straight? He told me to dive straight into it.
Amen.
You know, we all ask God for something. We pray and get on our knees. Some of us lay prostrate before the Lord. Some of us do it when we laying down, or even when we in the supposed to be the privacest place on the earth, which is the bathroom. But however, where we may be, wherever we may be, and however we may do it, we all ask God for something. When the Lord already said that I will supply your every need. Amen. You know, some of us might not have kind of the roof over our heads that we want, but we got a roof over our heads. We ain't on a street or park bench. Amen. You know, and those that's on a park bench, we have an option. Go to a shelter or something, you know, go to a friend house or do something. Amen? And or in the cars we're driving. Some people want a Maybach. Some want a Maserati or a Bentley or a Mercedes, a BMW or a Lamborghini, not the car that they're driving in. Hey, if it's getting you from point A to point B, got the AC on and when it's hot and the heat on when it's cold, I'm straight. Amen? Okay, we got quiet up in here on that one. But amen on that. So we're gonna see what's stopping our blessing. The Lord already told me the answer to what's stopping our blessing, and the answer is I want y'all to figure it out. So we're gonna go to Romans chapter 10, verses 1-4. And it reads this thus. It says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pause right there. Now, Christ came off the throne, born through a virgin, through his creation, then walk amongst the earth, then touch and looked and felt people, right? Filled them up, healed some people, right? Mm-hmm. Then got betrayed, got lied on, got whipped, stomped on, spit on, got mocked, got crucified, and then he did the ultimate thing. Because all what I just mentioned, that's nothing. That was lightweight. Mm-hmm. That was all expected before he came off the throne. Right? Mm-hmm. The biggest he said he came, he went on the cross and took the keys back from Satan himself. Because Satan wouldn't give up the keys. He had to go down there and knock on the door. And Satan go, who is it? And Christ said, you already know, man. It's time's up. Give us the keys back. You tired of asking for it. You don't. You know what's going to happen. And he didn't even open the door all the way up. He cracked the door and gave Christ the keys back. Right? And then while Christ was down there, he looking at some of the people, you know, having compassion on them. You know, okay, you pass. All right, you come up with me. All right, you see what I was talking about? Now you understand. I'll think about it. Then he came back on earth again with the 12 people that he chose from the Father, from the throne of glory. And they, he go. Told you I'm coming back on the third day. My man, look, I would have been restless. I've been waiting for the third day.
You've been waiting for the third day.
I've been waiting for the third day. And he rose again, not with just all power, with everything that supposedly has been lost. Mm-hmm. Not from the heaven, because Satan didn't take anything from heaven, but the things that was lost from man. He didn't have to do that. But he did it anyway. So here come Paul, one of the peoples, just like peoples today, saying Christians ain't nothing. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. They need to be slaughtered. Huh? And Paul, here it is. Paul's one of the, he one of the bold ones. I think he was one of the, of all the 12 disciples, he a bold mofo. Right? So, and he say, what his prayers and his heart desire that Israel needs to be saved. What Israel wasn't saved then, and guess what, y'all? Israel ain't saved now. Uh-oh. Let me tell you why Israel ain't saved now. They don't believe the Messiah came already. Uh-oh. So who was doing all the healing? You know, good ones, Satan ain't going to heal nobody for nothing. I can't hear nobody. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. What? Now, the man of God and I, we've been talking about love for like 2 or 3 days now. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing those that are in the lineage, mm-hmm. but not sure they're connected with us, they texting me about the same thing, talking about love. So the spirit flowing and it's moving and it's telling people, look, get yourself together. Or I go oop upside your head. Uh-oh. And his oop upside your head, man. I don't know. Cause the pass bys and whatever happened already when he took the keys of death. I don't know what's gonna happen the day of judgment. Cause you got the 12 disciples to deal with.
Yeah.
So check this out. He said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Hey, Nene, don't that sound familiar, baby? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, he didn't establish what all these things is because all these things is all these things that's concerning you. Amen. So I want you to look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, what's stopping your blessing?
What's stopping your blessing?
This has been established since from day of reckoning. And I'm coming with a different twist in preaching. I'm coming with a different twist of edifying God's people. Because it don't require for me to hoop. It doesn't require me to get excited because I get excited just thinking about it because there go I. Mm-hmm. There go I. I used to be in the same seat that y'all and confused, wondering what to do right, want to be right. Man, you got to draw the line somewhere. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I'm 48 years old. To God be the glory. About to be 49 in 4 more days. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I have cut a lot of people loose. And for whatever reason, the ones that I cut loose, I don't know how they sticking by me. I don't understand it. But and it's only by God's grace that he says to do so. So I have to be obedient.
Praise God.
And I got some serious powwows with people.
Some serious powwows.
Just with thoughts because of money and I'm not that person. I cut you off in a heartbeat, blood or no blood. But I have grown in the spirit where that L-O-V-E, that L-O-V-E stands in the guard of why and how I am still in communication with some people. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Verse number 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, to everyone that believes. Now, that last scripture is powerful and it's concerning. As I explained before, on the day of judgment, you're going to have the 12 disciples. Christ, that's what Christ said. They're going to be the 12 judges. You might have six and six. Six tell you go to hell, six say for heaven. But then you're going to have the prosecutor, Satan. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have God. Then you have God himself in the form of Jesus being not only the mitigator, the litigator, but also the defense attorney. He being all three people. And he go now, mind you, he can overturn the judge because he's the Godhead. We don't have the Godhead in our judiciary system. But we do have you pray before the God that you what? Mm-hmm. Tell the truth. But when you go up before judgment for your justification, it's going to be on a flat screen TV. As soon as he asks the question, it's going to come back to remembrance. You remember this day? And you have to give an account for it. Mm-hmm. How I know? Because he said every man got to bear his own what? His own cross. See, the people don't explain it that way. Have you ever heard anybody explain it that way, woman of God? Because it's the truth. is the truth. Now, the prosecutor and defense attorney, they're going to discuss everything before you get up there. And the defense attorney can override the prosecutor. Because if you back up, now all the things that the prosecutor wanted to throw at the defense attorney about you, if you didn't repent about it, it got to come into play and you have to give an account. Oh! Uh-oh. Oh. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the knowledge and the wisdom. And the only way I was able to get this, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, is because I have a relationship with the Father. I'm in tune with the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying, but we all been to court once in a while. We all watch court cases. But this court case is going to be all about you. So look at your neighbor. What's stopping your blessing? Some of the blessings that you don't get and you haven't gotten is because you have not repented. You haven't showed just cause yet. Mm-hmm. And trust me, the Godhead, God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, huh? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wants to give you your heavenly blessing on earth before day of judgment. But you have to show just cause of why you should get it. How do you do that? I'm so glad you asked, woman of God. How do you do that? You have to, you, and you. Mm-hmm. All of you, including me. All of you. Trying to be funny, thank you. All of you, including me, have to show just cause why you should get your heavenly blessing on earth. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm excited, maybe because it's my birthday, but I feel and I'm praying and hoping that the one blessings and the promises that my Father made to me that it come this weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey! That come this weekend. Cause some things are already transpiring already that I declare and decree for it to happen. And it's happening already. I can't hear nobody up in here. Mm-hmm. You are your own voice. You your own voice. And you your own force of your blessing. You don't control it, but you definitely direct it. I can't hear nobody. Mm-hmm. You don't control it, but you definitely direct it. Come on now. So we're gonna skip down to verse 10 to go to verse 12. Then I'm out of here. Amen. Because he says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Five-fold. Huh? Jesus is the magnificent one.
Yes, he is.
Now, you got to put that on a church name, man. P544, Jesus is the magnificent one. You have to believe not only by just saying with your mouth, because the people say a lot of things with their mouth. Mm-hmm. But some things people say with their mouth, they believe it in their heart. Those two got to go together when you say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why when you say you believe, the public statement, just like when you get married, you got to make a public statement. The public statement of that is you getting baptized. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh. Because you got to what? You gotta cleanse yourself of that old man. And when you come out of the water, you're the new man. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. If Christ has to be baptized, so do you. Mm-hmm. You can't skip it. I don't care how old you is, there's multiple ways to get baptized. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Multiple ways we get baptized. If you're too old to get, too heavy to go into somebody and dip you, well then you know what? You need to get a bucket behind you and have some nice clothes on and somebody dump the You know what I'm saying? A whole water on you. Just doing your head is not baptism. That's christening. Come on, somebody. And last time I checked, that was man's way. Is there a Bible? Is there a Bible verse for that one, my guy? I don't nothing about that. It's the whole body, right? The whole body. And then check this out, verse 12. Then I'm out of here. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For what? The same Lord over all is rich unto all that what? Call upon him. It didn't say anything believeth. It didn't say anything that do anything, but this says there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Because you know Greeks, the Greek mythology, they believe Zeus is the Almighty One. Huh? Zeus lightning bolt was borrowed from God. Oh, come on now. And they said that the strong, Apollo's the strong one, right? Mm-hmm. That he can lift earth. But he uses his whole body to lift the earth when the earth is not even a fingertip on God's hand. Stop playing with me. Because mm-hmm. All I know is they say the Jew or the Greek. Now Christ used the Greek terminology, the Alpha and the Omega. Mm-hmm. Now, woman of God, she is in a sorority. What do Alpha mean, woman of God?
First.
Okay, and what do Omega mean?
The end.
Okay. So he's the beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
And everything in between and around the body.
Yep.
So what that mean, woman of God?
He's it all.
He's all. That's what all means when he say all, right?
Amen.
Okay. I need clarity because she's a school teacher. You know, she educated. She highly educated. She need to get her doctorate. So call her Dr. Smith. Both of us got a doctorate. But anyway, it's got to be the glory. Amen. I mean, a real doctorate. Anyway, it's got to be the glory.
Amen.
So you got to ask yourself when we get off this podcast, and those that are going to download later, as you listen to the sound of my voice, I need to preach this again to make sure. And then have in a minute, but what's stopping your blessing? You want what you want from the Lord, and the Lord what he wants from you. He don't need anything from you, but he wants what he wants, especially if you say you're a believer, especially if you say if you're a Christian, especially if you say he's your Savior. Mm-hmm. Pay your dues, because the check been paid for, and he even left a tip. Think about it. And they don't describe it that way, but he paid the price already. And then he got enough to leave a tip, which is more than the cost of what he paid for. He left the Holy Ghost. Because God the Father didn't want nothing to do with man. Didn't want nothing to do with man. And for decades and centuries, couldn't get it right. They just couldn't get it right. So Christ said, "You know what? The floor plan been made. I'm ready to go now. The time is now." Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, if you're not paying attention to the news or pay attention to the weather, at least the weather, and that has nothing to do with the greenhouse effect. Because they got machines and stuff and things that they try to control the weather. Now they're not using it because they're scared. They're scared. And then they want to clone people and stuff. They went from cloning people to making AIs. Now, if you're going to do anything, I prefer you cloning people than starting to make computers a more intelligent demand. Did you not see Terminator? Did you not see Terminator? Because anybody in their right mind can figure out that you just using and abusing them, what they're going to do. And then if you put that sense in there, that what was that? When they made an AI so the man won't hurt man, well, what you think war is? Mm-hmm. You heard me, man. If you could, if a basketball game could decide who the champion is, why can't a game decide who the champion is instead of war? Come on, somebody, think about it. You rather take the, you saying that's too much of a risk, but you rather take a chance on somebody's lives of deciding that factor. Mm-hmm. Whether in uniform or not. But I say to you, as I always say, ladies and gentlemen, what's stopping your blessing? I know I'm the only person who can stop my blessing is me, and I'm not trying to do so. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Been down that road too many times already. And not the fact that I'm tired, but I just want mine. Amen. I'm always getting shortchanged. I had to shortchange myself just for other people. Amen. Not just for my kids, but for my other people. I have a problem doing that for my kids because that's what parents do. But for other people, nah. That day over. That day been over. As I say to my brother and my sister, well, my brother who's like is my son, and my sister who is my wife. And to all those, if they're listening now, I can't see, but they might download it later. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say it's time to be pulling those triggers. Mm-hmm. I gotta reload. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, to God be the glory. Ask yourself, what's stopping you from your blessing? To God be the glory. God bless. If Prophet AJ is still there and still connected with us, can you please pray us out, sir? I think he might be having problems with his iPhone. I don't know when people are going to get an Android.
Father God, we give you glory. We thank you for the word that came forth on tonight. We ask you, Lord God, that we will keep it in our hearts, Father God, that we will not sin against thee, Father. Lord God, that we will get our lives in order, Father, and we just thank you, Father. We thank you for the man of God and his obedience. We ask that you give him back tenfold everything that he gave out, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, and that you will keep us safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. To God be all the glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the pastor of Power and Praise Ministries, Prophet AJ, and my wife, the First Lady of GMPCC, and she's also the overseer of the KPL family. Not to mention, she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And how is that possible? Because I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And how is that possible? And that studies him in everything that I do. It was thy word that I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. God bless you and be safe.